الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, beloved brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put our value in deen. How valuable are we, how great are we, how acceptable are we, depends on our deen. If we have deen in us, then you can be hailing from Habsha like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and be among those great Sahaba ikram radiallahu alayhim ajma'in, where the Quraysh say Sayyiduna Bilal, our leader Bilal. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dreams about a Sahabi and that is Bilal, that, oh Bilal, when are you coming to visit us? Yet he hails from way from Habsha, dark in complexion. People did not know much about his ancestry, and person did not have much wealth, social standing, but he had iman and he had deen, so he was valuable in the sight of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this criteria of acceptance for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be till the day of judgment, irrespective of the different colors of people, languages, backgrounds, social standing of people. The acceptance and the value in the court of Allah will be because of deen. The same Makkatul Mukarramah we find people like Abu Jahl, people like Abu Lahab, closely related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but no value in the sight of Allah. Tabbat yada Abi Lahabi wa tab. His destruction is announced perpetually in the Quran till the day of judgment. Why? No deen. Relationship, family relationship is there. Contemporary of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. He was there in the same period and same zamana. The language of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he speaks it. But no deed, no iman, no value. So this is something we should remember, that no matter what the world has to say to us, how much they praise us or how much we are acceptable in the world, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the criteria is not our wealth, not our looks, not our ancestry, not our ethnic background, not our status, it is our deen. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila sawarikum wa la ila amwalikum wa la ki yanzuru ila qulubikum wa amalikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your faces, the color of your faces, the shape of your faces, how good looking you are. And وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. He does not look at your wealth. What is your social standing, your wealth, your financial background in this dunya? How many properties you have? And what you own? What you own in the dunya? وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَمَالِكُمْ. This is the criteria of the dunya. Sometimes they greet you, not you, they greet your wealth. Sometimes they greet your status and your position. Not you, but your status and your position that is respected. There will come a time before Qiyamah also, where people will be respected because of the fear of the evil of those people, they will be respected. Not out of honor and not out of dignity you respect the man, because you're fearing his evil. Reminds me, we went to one walima and wedding ceremony is about to take place. So one person there in a walima. Normally, people gather, obviously we are all Muslim brothers. There should be no question of why this man is here, why this man is not here. But sometimes we like to figure out the relationship or the link. This person is here, he's not related in any way. Maybe he's a neighbor, maybe he's a customer, maybe he's an old acquaintance, maybe he's a school friend, etc. So we ask the person very informally, he was known to us well. This person, you know what was the reply? He says, if I don't call this person, my rent will go up. Other words, he is my landlord, and out of the fear of his evil I have called him. If I don't call him, he'll put my rent up. So the calling him is not a testimony that here you love the person, no. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not your wealth, it's not your social standing, it's not your color, it's not your skin. وَلَكِ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah ta'ala looks at your heart and looks at your amal. What is in your heart? Love for Allah, the fear for Allah, the belief in Allah, the belief in the reality of the akhirat, the particles of faith that you believe in firmly embedded in your heart. Then, when that is done, then all the amal become right and straight. All the amal will become straight and right. Even that person, the shepherd in the desert, will say, I cannot take out the milk from this camel, from this animal here, because my owner, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the owner. And when he's asked, where is the owner? He says, where is the owner? The owner is not here. You can take out the milk. He says, no, Allah is here. That is the iman. That even in the wilderness of the jungle, person is conscious about accountability before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That lady is taking out and putting water in the milk, and the mother is encouraging her behind the curtain. And she says, the Amirul Mu'mineen does not like this practice. Where is the Amirul Mu'mineen? He is not here, but Allah is here. Allah is conscious. Allah can see me. So this Allah consciousness, this is iman. And this is what is something, this is an effort that takes place here every week, on every day in the masajid, that we become imani conscious. Like our people before, they were imani conscious. They did not have many radio stations and bayans and lectures, etc., but they had iman. They should say, if you hear this sentence so often, tumhe Allah ka khauf nahi hai. You have no fear for Allah. You're carrying out this action. No fear you have for Allah. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is here. Allah Ta'ala is watching us and seeing us. And still you're carrying out this action. Our fathers and grandfathers used to say this. Today we don't hear this. We don't hear this. Why? Because the iman has gone so weak. So the actual effort in this dunya is for iman. Because our value in the sight of Allah is in proportion to our iman. And our amal is saliha also is followed so many ayats in the Holy Quran. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Verily those people that bring iman and they carry out iman is saliha. Iman is saliha also is proportion to the iman, the level of iman that we have. That is why the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their level of iman upon the akhirat like this, seeing the akhirat. Ali radiallahu anhu used to mention, if the veils are taken away between me and the akhirat, there will be no addition in my iman. My iman won't increase. Why? It is, I'm seeing the akhirat. Is it? I'm seeing what is Allah Ta'ala and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when we are seeing it. Today we don't even talk about it. We're going towards our qabr every day. We're going towards Jannah or Jahannam every day. How often or when last did we sit and talk about it? Sahaba used to say, Najlis nu'minu sa'atan. Come, sit down. Let's bring iman. Let's strengthen our iman. Let's refresh our iman. Let's develop our iman for a while, for a short while. Let's sit and talk about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the maghibat. Those things that we cannot see, those things are reality. And those things that we can see are not realities. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that all of mankind is asleep. All of us are sleeping. When our eyes close, then we will awaken. Then we will see the realities of life. And our eyes closing happens every day. Yesterday we were looking for a person to the hospital, today we attend his janazah. Today we are looking for a person, tomorrow we attend his janazah. And we are the same. My turn is next. Your turn is next. We are left. That person is giving us a message that we are going, you come. You prepare, I am gone. So the preparation for the akhirat is not our wealth, is not our buildings, is not our family, is not our wife, is not our children. It is our iman and our amal saliha. Those people that have iman and amal saliha, glad tidings for them. For what? كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزَلًا. Allah Ta'ala says that for them will be جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ is an entertainment. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain therein forever and forever and forever. One person has built a very beautiful house and he told somebody to come and look at, view the house and give his comments. He viewed the house and gave his comments. He says there's two things. There are two shortcomings or deficiencies here in your house or faults in your house. What is it? One is this, that you will leave this house. And the other is this, or the house will leave you. If you pass away, then you will leave the house. And what's the use of that house that you will leave behind? It won't be there forever with you. Or if that house is destroyed while you are living, then what's the use of that house? So you could not guarantee that house will live with you. Our Shaykh will say a beautiful poem, جس دنیا کے لئے ہمیشہ کے لئے جانا اور پھر کبھی واپس نہ آنا اس دنیا سے کیا جی لگانا. Only we can get the reality of this year. جس دنیا سے ہمیشہ کے لئے جانا. That world that we will leave forever and forever. پھر کبھی واپس نہ آنا. And then we won't come back to the دنیا. اس دنیا سے کیا جی لگانا. What is there in attaching ourselves to this دنیا? Yes, we have the necessities of life, getting married, earning a living, having a business, bringing up a family. These are all necessities of life. But the real requirements of life is the preparation of the akhirat, is iman and amal-e-salihah. If these things are decreasing our iman, then we are on a dangerous path. If these things are increasing our iman, alhamdulillah, I'm going to earn in the morning, like we heard Jumma tell, a person that earns a life and earns a living and is done properly. He's done properly, he is earning only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the right principles, etc., halalan, and to save himself from begging, to support his family. Inshallah, he will be also in the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So our deen is so beautiful that every single part of our deen, whether it is the nikah, whether it is earning, whether it is cleansing ourselves, whether it is bringing up a family, if it is done in the way shown to us by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is deen. And that is iman. That is amal-e-saliha. That is why this announcement that is made, that our success lies in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day this announcement is made. This is the khulasa and the essence of our deen. That everything should conform to the commands of Allah and should be done in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it is having a haircut, whether it is buying a property, whether it is dealing with our wife and children, whether it is buying and selling in the marketplace, whether it is our akhlaq and interaction with our neighbors, our Muslims, non-Muslim neighbors, whatever action, if it is conforming to the command of Allah, not against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is according to the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is deen. Then that is deen. Our Shaykh used to mention that love of the dunya is not deen. Love of the dunya is not dunya. Yes, overwhelming love of the dunya that overpowers the love of the deen, that is dunya. That is dislike. That is hubbu dunya. Otherwise, zuhira linnasi hubbu shahawati wa nisala ta'ala mentions here that the love of the dunya and the wealth of the dunya is ingrained in your hearts and your minds. But that amount of love that overpowers your deen, you're unmindful of your deen, like you find today. A man is earning from the morning to the evening. He's got no time for salah. He's got no time for salah, zakat. He's got no time for charity. He's got no time for his family. Now this is dunya. Yes, a person is earning. There used to be a person in this very area. He used to be earning when the time of salat used to come. He used to close his shop and he used to go for salat. And when he used to come back, he used to find a whole row of people waiting there. Whole row of people waiting to come and buy from him. Yet there are so many other shops. That is now deen. That is now keeping the balance between dunya and the deen. That is now a deendar tajir. That is now a deendar trader. That he is carrying out the dunya, but he is doing it like the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way shown to us. Is the doctor we have, the surgery has, every day between certain time to certain time my surgery will be closed. That is deen. To show to that person also, Muazzin says it, but it doesn't ring a bell to many of us. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Falah and success is what? The salah is carrying on now. Person announces it there, that I am gone for this falah, for the masjid. You wait here or you can join me there as well. So our deen is of a practical nature and it depends on the proportion of the iman that we have. That is why this iman building structure is there all the time. If we are here to make our yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build our yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this comes to the fullest level, like in the time of the sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in, then we find the people will not only believe, but they will virtually sense and perceive all those things. The sahabi is the battlefield and is going now. He perceives jannat in front of him. He perceives the perfumes of Jannat and he's eating some dates, he throws those dates away and says, life is too long for me. Let me dive into this battlefield and give my life. He perceives that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying him. So today we are there, that ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those Quranic ayats are with us, like they were in the time of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have not made sufficient mehnat to get the reality. We believe, 100% alhamdulillah, we are believers. Allah Pa, keep us with iman. But we need to develop this iman to such an extent that nothing distracts us from amal-e-salihah. Nothing distracts us from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing distracts us from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, irrespective of where we are. We can be in the courts of Khusro and in the Persian Empire. And if we find one morsel of food falls down, then Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu wipes it and picks it up. And then he tells his companions, I am not prepared to leave the sunnah of my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these fools. For these fools. Why? First of all, they don't believe in Allah. there's no greater fool than him. A person who does not believe in Allah, there's no greater fool than him. He does not know his own creator, who is sustaining him, nourishing him, providing for him, looking after him, does not even believe in him. How can he be an intelligent person? Intelligent person, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that person that guards his nafs, does not follow his desires. وَعَمِنَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ And he makes amal for the coming, for the life that is to come. Or the one that remembers death the most and makes preparation for it, that is an akalman person. That is an intelligent person. Why? Because he is thinking of his end. He knows his end is coming. And he's preparing for his end. He's preparing for his end and he does good preparations. And when the preparation is done, he's ready to go. There were great people like Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Days before he passed away, people went to meet him and asked him, how does he fare? He says, Alhamdulillah, main pukar ki intizar mein baitha hua hoon. I am waiting for the call from Allah. In other words, he's prepared to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we become so engrossed in the dunya and running towards the dunya, it is like we are going backwards towards the grave. Suddenly the grave comes and we fall into it and everything is over. Like the brother said it, Allah ta'ala take us with complete and perfect iman, ek jhatka hota hai, just one jerk and we are gone. We are gone, everything is left behind. When you hear it from somebody else, it strikes you. One person lost his wife, we spoke to him by sympathizing with him. Young person says, Mama, she left everything and went away. And if you think, myself, yourself, and every one of us will leave every single thing and will go away. What will we take with us? The same iman that we talk about, same yaqeen that we talk about, same amal saliha that we talk about. So there's a need, great need, at all times for all of us, to do some introspection and to see that is my iman increasing or is my iman decreasing. Because iman does not stay static at one level, it increases and it decreases. Sometimes we're sitting in a bayan, in a gathering, a spiritual gathering, and we find our iman begins to increase. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبَهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلِيمْ آيَتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا And so many other verses come in the Quran to say that our iman begins to increase. So we need to keep ourselves in that environment where our iman is increasing. Together with that, we must fulfill all our mundane activities as well. Go to work, look after our wife and children, maintain our families. All that is also part of deen. It's not something against deen. But deen must be ghalib. Deen must be overwhelming. Deen must be overpowering. Iman must be overpowering. Every single step that we take, we must check. Will this be beneficial for my iman or detrimental for my iman? If it is detrimental, I cannot do it. If it is beneficial, I can do it. This nikah that I'm going to make now, is it good for my iman or not? Yes, it's good for iman. إِذَا تَزَوَّجَ الْعَبْدَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ نِصْفَ الدِّينِ He has completed half his deen. فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّصْفِ الْبَاقِي Let him look after, fear Allah Ta'ala regarding the other half of deen. Feeding the wife, looking after her, being good towards her, kind towards her. This is acting on the Quranic verse, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ That consort with them with kindness. And if you find any weakness in them, overlook the weakness. So many other hadiths have come of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. خياركم خياركم لأهلي وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best amongst you is the best towards his wife and children, and I am the best towards my wife and children. So all these teachings are conforming to the Sharia, and you do it because of the Sharia, and then all this will be sawab for us. All this will be reward for us to give the luqma in the mouth of the wife. This is also sawab. So if we follow or fulfill our duties in this dunya, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are upon deen. Then we are upon deen. And if we do not do that, then we are not upon deen. If we are fulfilling all our requirements, our weddings, our funerals, all other festivals that we have, etc., not in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we are not upon deen. We are not upon the sunnah of Rasulullah, not in the way shown to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other nations also get married. Other nations also have festivals, etc. But they don't do it in the way shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does not conform to the orders of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then that is not deen. So our deen is very simple, very simple. Whether we are traders, whether we are professional people, whether we are people doing social work, we just have to see what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what was the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. If it conforms to that, then alhamdulillah, this is part of deen. And as I mentioned, this will come in proportion to our iman. The more effort we make for our iman, the more we talk about the akhirat, about the qabr, about the day of judgment, about Jannah and Jahannam, the more yaqeen will be coming to us. The more we listen to these things, the more yaqeen will come to us. Today we are bombarded from all sides with the dunya, greatness of the dunya, and the value of the dunya. That's why we forget the akhirah. Sometimes we forget the akhirah, we sometimes begin to think and realize, is this a reality? Can this really happen? Yes. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And who has told us? Who has told us? We have another unique aspect in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, iman, what does iman mean? تَسْدِيقُ بِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. To accept whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings forth and presents to us, to accept it fully, this is iman. And for us, not only did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen with his mubarak eyes the reality of the akhirah. The qabr, the hashr, the jannat, jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only informed in the Quran, but with his mubarak eyes he had witnessed jannat and jahannam. He had witnessed this. There's a unique aspect of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he was taken for miraj and he was shown all these things, jannat and jahannam, etc. So there can be no iota of doubt whatsoever in whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. So it is for us, the first command is Allah ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We believe in the ghayb. Jahannam is there, jannat is there, the qabr azab is there, the farishtas are there, everything is there, it's a reality. Some hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says it, الْجَنَّةُ حَقٌّ وَالنَّارُ حَقٌّ وَالصِّرَاطُ حَقٌّ. All these things are realities, they are there before us. But this is the test in the dunya. If all these things are there and the dunya is there, what preference do you give? فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah Ta'ala spells it out so simply here. That person that transgresses وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and he gives preference to the worldly life, فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى, then his abode is the fire of Jahannam. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ, but verily that person that fears standing before his Allah, وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he saves himself from his desires, his whims and fancies. He doesn't act upon them. He puts the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before him. Whenever he wishes to do something, he first checks. Is it contrary, conforming to the command of Allah, or contrary? If it's contrary, he shuns that idea. Now, irrespective of what people think about it, the entire world also says that this is, to do this is right and proper. But if it does not conform to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he shuns it. Why? Because he's scared of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each one of them will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and account for our lives. So the actual effort in this dunya is the effort of iman, effort of amal salihah. If we have this, we can be traders, we can be professional people, it's fine. But if we don't have this, then even if the entire world puts us right in the top and say that we acknowledge your greatness and we acknowledge that you are a very recognized person, etc., it means nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells out this criteria and different verses of the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ زُحْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. وَمَنْ زُحْزِ عَنِ النَّارِ, that person is shifted away from the fire of Jahannam. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, and is entered into paradise, فَقَدْ فَازْ. Then he is the person that is successful, he is the person that is thrived. And who can be successful? Who will be shifted away from the fire of Jahannam and enter into Jannat? Various verses Allah Ta'ala tells us, those that have iman and amal salihah. Iman and amal salihah is the key to the happiness and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us this realization before it is too late, before our eyes close and we are gone from the dunya. Now we realize that we have left what we really ought to have back in the dunya. One person gave a beautiful example. He says one person was rushing to the supermarket. Rushing to the supermarket, and it was 5 minutes left to close. And he's rushing and running and hurriedly going towards it. And there's a person behind him that's chasing him. Chasing him and calling him. The more he's calling him, the more faster he's going. Why? Because he has in front of him the doors of the supermarket. Once they will close, then he will not be able to get inside. And once he gets inside, before it closes, then he can do what he wants to inside. The more this man is calling him, the more that man is running. This man was calling him because that man dropped his wallet. He dropped his wallet and he was rushing. And this man was calling him to give him his wallet. Take this wallet so when you get into the supermarket that you can buy what you want. He didn't realize what he's calling him for. But the person that's tapping the door, calling us to the masjid, is calling us before it's too late for us, that we can't do anything. Still time for us. Come to the masjid, go out in the path of Allah, rectify yourself, check yourself, see where is your level of your iman, do some introspection, and before it is too late. Because once the doors close, in other words, once our eyes close and we are gone, it's too late. You say one subhanallah also won't bring us any reward. One person just told about him, he read I think 70,000 Qurans in the Kareef, but he said, sawab, not even of one ayat. Because the place of sawab, of earning sawab, is this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a realization to value those places where the effort of iman is being made. Here every week people are called, people come from far and wide. Why? To make an assessment, to see, worry about themselves, their iman, worry about the iman of their families, their wives, their children, etc. And this is the greatest effort, the greatest asset that we have is our iman and amal-e-saliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to realize the value of this effort and to participate in it according to the capabilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us before it is too late. Nikah is taking place, and nikah also, mashallah, is part of our deen. And nikahu min sunnati, like we say always, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, nikah is my sunnah, is my way of life. That is why any union out of nikah is not a blessed union. No matter how much a person can justify it. Why? The union of the anbiya was what? Nikah. And arba'u min sunanin anbiya, there were four, those were sunnat of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and one of them was nikah. So nikah is a very great amal also, quick. Person's intention should be right when he makes nikah, to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to fulfill those desires that Allah Ta'ala and passions that Allah Ta'ala has put into me, to fulfill it in the proper way, to bring about a family, inshallah, to bring about children in this dunya, inshallah, that will become assets for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to get peace of mind. These are things Imam Ghazali has written, get peace of mind, and peace of mind will come when you fulfill the rights. Each partner fulfills the rights of others. People are married for 20, 30, 40 years, but their peace of mind has not come. The taskunu has not come. Why? Because each one is expecting more from the other. Not each one is fulfilling the rights of the other. Each one comes to fulfill the rights of each and other, of one another, then what will happen? Then inshallah, the house will become a house of peace, tranquility, jannat, etc. And the children also will be reared up in a nice manner, where inshallah they will become ulama, huffaz, muballighin, people who go out in the path of Allah, assets towards humanity. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us upon iman, take us upon iman, and resurrect us on a day of judgment with complete iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to carry out all those actions that will promote our iman in this dunya. That will promote and increase our iman. And Allah ta'ala give us a concern and fikr to develop our iman at all times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhudawana alhamdulillah.